David Ortiz. He's been in the news a lot. They're saying he was not the intended target of a shooting in the Dominican Republic 2 weeks ago. Wait a minute. I thought he was because he was possibly banging a drug dealer's girlfriend or something. So apparently they're saying the target was another man that was at a seat near him at the club who was wearing similar clothing. Yeah, right. You're telling me somebody else is wearing similar clothing to David Ortiz?
Yeah, this story just keeps getting like muddier and muddier and muddier.
I don't believe any of it. All right, this is insane. I love sports, but I hate stupid parents. Lakewood, Colorado police tweeted a video of 15 to 20 adults having a brawl on the baseball field, and you have to see this at joeandalexshow.com. The cause of the massive brawl? Well, a 13-year-old umpire ruled that a 7-year-old player had batted out of order, which usually means that they're out. Police issued 4 disorderly conduct citations and are still looking for one guy. Real turd of a dude threw a sucker punch and injured a guy pretty bad as he was looking the other way.
And
just there's a lot of profanity in this, but here's just an example of what it is. But the video really is what you have to see.
What is happening? What is happening? What is happening?
People are screaming. They're fighting. Like, 3 guys are beating up 1 guy. Woman's running around like, what's going on? Stop it. There he is. Imagine the kids, too. You got 7-year-old kids seeing this. How traumatizing is that to a 3-year-old to see? What if that's your dad getting hit in the head by some punk?
Father, in Jesus' name.
This lady's like praying to Jesus to take these things away.
I rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus.
It's just absolutely insane.
Oh, my gosh. That
absolutely
is just
insane. Have you seen the video yet?
No, I haven't.
You need to see the video, Liv, because it is. I can't believe that this happened. I know people fight, but this is the dumbest reason.
Like, literally over something so stupid. It's almost like at that point, they just want to fight. They would have fought anywhere.
Yeah, it's insane. You can see it at joeandalexshow.com. All right, this grandma is quite the BA. Let's see. Her name is Marcia Black, 75 years old. She grabbed her gun when she saw an alleged car thief who had been on the run for several hours after he crashed a stolen car. Kind of started walking to her front porch.
I walked out and said, could I help you? He said, yes, ma'am, I'd like to use your phone. I mean, I was just calm as can be. I knew what I was doing. I was in control. I wanted to keep him at a distance. I didn't intend to kill him. I just wanted him to think that I would shoot him. He wouldn't get down, so I shot in the air. And he realized I meant business, so he got down on his knees.
Yeah, you don't play with grandma. And here's the thing, too. 4 of her grandkids were in her house, so you know Grammy was going to be defending that place. Here's one of her granddaughters talking about how awesome her grandma is.
That's just amazing to me that I got to witness my grandmother in action.
It's just another day. If something happens, you take care of it, and that's it.
That's what I'm talking about, Grandma. You get yourself handled right there. I'm proud of her.
Yeah, what a badass.
All right, now, this is insane. The more we hear about Facebook, the more it's like, oh, my gosh. I feel bad for the workers. 3 former contractors who worked and moderated content on Facebook at a facility in Tampa have broken. They have, like, these non-disclosure agreements, so they can't say anything, but they broke them. And they're saying these conditions are pretty shocking. They describe the environment being really high stress, where what they're called, like, the job title would be a process executive, and you're paid $15 an hour to look over different content and figure out if it applies to their new, like, kind of changing standards they have, like what's controversial or not. They say moderators have to share filthy desks, and the office has a single dirty bathroom shared by 800 employees. One worker said you'd go in the bathroom and there'd be like blood and poop kinds of stuff. All over the place, absolutely disgusted.
Ew.
And then some of the videos they have to watch, like, thank God we don't have to see half the stuff that gets posted on there.
Yeah,
cruelty, all kinds of stuff.
I thought our bathroom was gross, but I am very
ours
wrong.
Is. You're not wrong. Ours is disgusting. A woman was released from a St. Louis prison, but couldn't find her way out of the prison and got stuck in the stairwell for 2.5 days.
Oh my gosh, imagine you finally think you're free and then you're just captured for 2 more days.
Now, I kind of feel like she's a dummy, Liv, because here's why. She was told to ride the elevator to the first floor. That's how you get out of a prison usually. Turn right next to the building. But she went to the 5th floor and then tried to go out a fire exit door. So she didn't listen to instructions. Come on, inmate. The door is locked behind her and she was trapped. She started making noises, banging on stuff, but prison employees never searched the stairwell for the noise because there's so much noise in prison. 2.5 days later, somebody saw her through a window outside and notified the prison, hey, there's somebody out there. Like, maybe it is a prisoner. And, well, it was a former one that was supposed to be released. Prison officials have changed their policy, they say, and everyone who is released from now on will be escorted out of the door. That's just pure laziness, too. It's like, all right, you're free, Liv. Go ahead. It's like, no, I'm going to walk you to the door and kick you
right.
out.
Right. I've never even heard of that. Like, in movies, they always are, like, walking them out, like, even, like, past the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, all right, see ya. Well, not at this prison. At least they're changing their policy. All right, I love me some Carrie Underwood, but I need you to listen with your ear holes and let me know what you think. Carrie Underwood, her producer, NBC, and the NFL are being sued for copyright infringement by a woman claiming they stole her song. It's called Game On for the Sunday Night Football theme. The woman is Heidi Merrill. She sent her song to Carrie's production team, or producer, I mean, in 2017, but they passed on the song, and it's like, okay, well, thanks. Well, then Carrie's song came out, and she says sounds substantially and even strikingly similar, if not identical, to her song. So here is Merrill's song, Game On. Listen okay. to this. Let's get it on.
Wait, this is Carrie Underwood's?
No, this is Merrill. I'm going to play
okay.
the lady first.
You said it was Merrill's first.
All right, here's Merrill's song, the lady that claims she wrote the song. Let's get it on. So repetitive, but bow, 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 bow. Now here's Carrie Underwood, a clip of what they use for Sunday Night Football. Not yet, here it is. What do we think here?
I think it sounds so much alike. I mean, even their voices sound so much alike.
Yeah, does it? Because this is Carrie. Then Merrill. Let's get it on. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, those are super, super similar.
I'd hate to think that that happens, but I kind of feel like it was stolen. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see what
comes
out of that.
I mean, I doubt Carrie Underwood will be in trouble for this because I doubt she wrote any of that.
No.
That's got to all be someone else. I doubt
she wrote
like, any of her music.
Sing this.
Yeah.
Here, sing, monkey. And finally, today's a special day. Do you guys know what it is?
It's the first day of summer.
Is it?
I don't know.
I thought that was tomorrow. Okay. No, well, maybe it is. I'll have to check on that. Today, though, is National Vanilla Milkshake Day. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. And they're like, it's better than yours. Dang right. It's better than yours. I could teach you what, but I have to charge. Now, what is exactly a milkshake? I never understood that. I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
I have a vanilla protein shake with me today.
I don't think it's the kind of thing that Khalees is talking about. By the way, the best shake is chocolate, right?
No, I like vanilla.
You like vanilla?
Yeah, vanilla's my favorite. Oh. Also, I will say, strawberries extremely underrated.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, I'm kind of disappointing you more than I was before.